Hello everyone, this is Kai's weekly playlist and today I'm back with a new topic to tackle. This is one of the most interesting yet challenging things to have an opinion about. I can even sense how a debate will heat up after this. But before you judge midway, please listen up to the end. This time, I will introduce you to feminism in South Korea and how it is perceived by the society, especially in young men. A little warning, it's gonna be deeper than my previous works. 지금이 시작할까요? There are 5 topics I'm gonna tell in this podcast. The first is, what is feminism's general meaning? And second, misconceptions around feminism. Third, stigma of feminism in South Korea. Fourth, the Magellan history. And fifth, how we can raise awareness of gender equality without the misconceptions of feminism. The first one, what is feminism's general meaning? Feminism in general means the equal opportunities and access regardless of a person is either female or male. People supporting the principle are called feminist and focus on how biased power and oppression interact. This is also the cause of many big movements, such as the 1917 petition of women anti-suffrage. Number 2. Misconceptions around feminism. Some, yet many people, thought feminism will only side on women and exclude men. It is true that the origin of the term meant feminine qualities of a character, but its uses had expanded far beyond. Another misconception is the theory that only women can be a feminist. A man that supports feminism is actually also a feminist. Next, feminism doesn't fight for matriarchy or supremacy or power. It is only equality emphasized instead of greed. Feminists also differentiate with hysterical people who often drop malicious comments online. They do not side with violence at all. It's just some of these radical feminists that will always put the blame on men, but actually, feminism is not biased. We'll get onto that later on. So, let me continue in this misconceptions first. So, in simple terms, feminism and feminists shouldn't be put into stereotypical ideas and be understood in a flexible way. Number 3. Stigma of feminism in South Korea. Not all people know that South Korea actually avoided to have feminism in context because it's basically a forbidden word. So it's this unwritten law that tells, you shouldn't say feminism in front of the public. But why does this stigma originate? Where can you find the cause of it? And it dates back years before. But first, we gotta know what is stigma. Stigma is to think of something to be ashamed of, which actually doesn't fit feminism at all. This is the case in South Korea, where feminism is highly misunderstood. South Korea ranks 108 among 153 countries for World Forum Gender Gap Report. And although having the 10th largest economy, the country remains male-dominated. I got the source from Google. Essentially, it means that South Korea still ranks low in terms of gender equality and that politician representation and also the ratio of equality in terms of income and number of employees, it's mostly male rather than female. In the upcoming March, People's Power Party, or Triple P, is planning to embrace feminism. However, some men sensed less privileges due to economy instability and high competition for occupation, with more women getting accepted. It is to be noted that female representation is still low, as well as less income for female rather than male. Because, to be honest, I think that income isn't based on gender, but it's based on the quality and capability of what you can do at work. And to be honest, lowering an income or having a larger tax based on gender, it's kind of ridiculous, actually. And that way, feminism became kind of a dirty word there. There's this backlash toward a Red Velvet member. So this girl group called Red Velvet, Irene, one of the members, posted a literature novel regarding feminism. It's titled as Kim Ji-young, Born 1982. So I've actually saw the movie, and it's quite inspirational because a mother having postpartum depression is trying to bond with her child, and also having support from her husband, she kind of dealt with all the pressure she is dealing with. And to be honest, I don't really see why people would backlash at this novel just because it sides with feminism. And yet still, many men continue to perceive feminism as a threat. They thought themselves as victims of feminism, which, in my opinion, it doesn't make sense, because basically feminism is not only radical feminism. There are also Marxist feminism, and also other types of feminism. Conservative leader Lee Junsu even wrote a book about it. Now we go to number 4, the Magellan history. This is actually also quite deep because this dates back around like 2016, and Magellan is basically kind of a website, a community for a radical feminist. It is termed that way because it mainly blamed things on men. And actually, a fault of one man is not to be termed as a fault of the whole male gender, because you shouldn't just label them that way just because one of them is wrong. Number 4, the Magellan history. One radical feminist organization was established in August 6th, 2015. Magalia uses the power of the internet to bring men at fault under anonymous nicknames. It also started by mirroring hate comments on a popular website, dcinside.com, when two South Koreans reported to break government lockdown regulation. By August, the Magalia website had been visited by over 170,000 people. They mostly came from South Korea themselves, but 10% were from the US and less from Canada. The rest came from Japan, New Zealand, and Europe. Magalia's viewpoint has been reflected in their logo. They took inspiration from Betty Burke's Agalia's Daughter, a satire of the sexes, where women and men switched their positions in the society. It also took inspiration from judgmental society in South Korea themselves. Words found often in Magalia are also taken from other sites. For example, the kimchi girl concept, which is where women buy branded items. Skrodinger's South Korean men, in which 58% of men had bought sexual services. And dead old sister, which is an abandoned practice in the 1990s. Of selective female fetus abortion. In this case, a boy is seen higher than female. It's kind of a belief, a cultural belief, where people thought that female are socially lower than men. So they view men as more important, while actually female are equally important. Aside from their negative branding, they also surprisingly did some good things. So I have gathered around 3
Three things they did that have a good impact on its surrounding is firstly, shutting down the sale of hidden camps to prevent sexual assault. Then donating around 6 million won to NGO Ayranmun in supporting of single mothers. On the other side, men is fighting back at Meghalaya through ILP, especially when Maxim had an image of what seems to be a sexual assault in their magazine, referring to a real bad man. In epistrophe, it was thought that Meghalaya is involved. So, I have read in some site that this Maxim, it's true that they have this controversial photo in their magazine, but the thing is, when the backlash started to happen, they did not directly have an apology statement. They continued to dismiss it and say that there are many excuses. And it was until the problem itself grew and grew and finally reached international, they started to have an apology statement. But to be honest, I don't really think that the cause should be because it has grown internationally popular, because it's morally wrong to, you know, dismiss a picture saying such sensitive topic. And yes, I do believe that we should stop sexual assault, but you know, just having it for a magazine cover is quite inappropriate and may seem offending to some people. But that's it for Meghalaya's history, and now we're going to number 5. How we can raise awareness of gender equality with the misconceptions of feminism. Okay, I really think this is quite tricky because some people, they don't really change their perspective easily because they feel like, oh, I'm right. Why should I change how I think of it? But sometimes it's wrong because, you know, people see things differently and sometimes there are facts to back up. So in order for society's perspective to change, you must look at feminism in a broader view. Do not, you know, just narrow feminism down to radical feminism and see where women will always blame on men. But you must see feminism in the general terms, as I said, which is where equality is presented, equality for both genders, whether it's female or male. I, as a Marxist, will support feminism without excluding men. I mean, it's true. Some women will take advantage of this freedom that feminism have given them. But that doesn't mean that the hashtag MeToo movement is all fake, because you see, the Me Too movement is one of the most trending topics recently, and I can see where women is able to speak up, because most of the abuse that women experience is mostly unreported, because they have their own reason, multiple reasons, or maybe they thought, oh, it's just a man that goes by, he doesn't mean like that, and yeah, according to BBC, that is one of the causes that they don't report that the abuse. But through the Me Too movement, they have the freedom. But of course, not all people will tell the truth. Of course, there are also false statements, hoaxes, and other stuff. And some people, some women, they blame on men without clear evidence. There is one case where women would fake her abuse and blame an unknown man nearby, and when the police check the CCTV, it turns out that man is innocent. This is a real case where I think that how could people, you know, just misuse this freedom that feminism had given, because they should be grateful instead. And truthfully, this is where it heightens the gap of radical feminism and the misconceptions to feminism itself. Some women do undergo abuse by men. We should not put gender equality to only one light, but different possibilities. But men and women are not seen as rivals to each other, but actively debating to reach a solution. It's important that everyone, regardless of their gender, have this discussion together to see what's unfair to each of them. For example, women feel unsafe because of, you know, spy cams hidden in clocks, in laptops, in phones, in hotels, and they feel that they are being spied. While men, they are afraid that they will be accused of the crimes that they never even committed. And in such cases, it's important that the both genders have a deep talk to reach a solution which both sides agreed on. I mean, it's called democracy. And while, yes, feminism stayed as a controversial topic, it's a step of liberation to all, and it's a deeper meaning than fight for women's freedom. Now, here's my personal view. The whole podcast had been my personal view, actually, but to be clear of miscommunications, I believe that feminism equals to gender equality. In some aspects, it had created better opportunities for both and marked its place multiple times in history. It is society's stereotypes that is to be abandoned and welcome a more open-minded view. For example, women are not allowed to vote like in 1990s, but after the change of laws and also petition and also women's voice, the government now allow that women could vote, which in modern times is very useful because all of us have the right to say our opinion. We have the right to speak up and share what we view, how we view something. And also, more women are being represented in the public. And to be honest, motivators and motivational figures and just innovators, they also include women like Marie Curie, Frida Kahlo, and Michelle Obama. Those are just some of the women that have made its name to our heads to mark history and also change the world. So it's not only men who have their name on history books, but also women. So thank you for listening. Don't forget to stay safe and healthy, have enough rest, and keep hydrating yourselves. Exercise and sunlight are also important, especially if you often say inners. Please have a good day and see you next time. 감사합니다. 건강하세요.